Good morning. National and regional authorities signed an agreement yesterday to invest €1.4 billion in areas around the Doñana Natural Park in a bid to stop it from drying up. The Ecological Transition Minister, Teresa Ribeiro, said the plan was aimed at encouraging farmers to stop cultivating crops that rely heavily on water from the underground aquifers that have been overexploited in recent years, damaging one of Europe's largest wetlands. Andalusian Regional President Hernando Moreno said farmers will receive financial incentives to stop cultivating and to reforest land in and around 14 towns close to the Doñana. He said farmers who wish to continue cultivating will receive less money but must switch to farming dry crops ecologically. As part of the agreement, Andalusia will cancel previously announced plans to expand irrigation near the Doñana, a decision that UNESCO, the central government, and ecologists criticised for putting more pressure on the aquifers. A UNESCO World Heritage Site and Biosphere Reserve, Doñana is a wintering site for 500,000 waterfowl and a stopover spot for millions more birds that migrate from Africa to northern Europe. Turkey's President Erdogan and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday discussed Israel's attacks on Palestine and the Gaza Strip. In a phone call, Erdogan and Sanchez also exchanged views on steps to help ensure uninterrupted humanitarian aid to Gaza and efforts for a permanent ceasefire. Erdogan praised as valuable the Spanish government's stance against Israel's illegitimate attacks on Palestinians and its statements in favour of the recognition of Palestine. Erdogan told Sanchez that Turkey is ready to assume all kinds of responsibilities, including as a guarantor to ensure permanent peace in the region and to work together with Spain for regional peace. An Irish tourist has died after falling into a river in Sevilla. The 58-year-old's body was removed from the Guadalquivir River by firefighters after emergency services were alerted on Saturday night. Efforts were made to revive the man after he was taken from the water, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation is ongoing, but police sources said they were not treating the death as suspicious. Another man from Alicante died after falling from the same bridge in the early hours of Sunday. A judge has opened separate routine investigations into the unrelated incidents. And despite the onset of winter, Andalusia is currently grappling with severe drought conditions. The situation has prompted many municipalities, including Marbella, to implement stringent water conservation measures. From yesterday, Marbella City Council announced the stopping of water being supplied to the town's 40 decorative fountains. The move is part of a broader strategy to address the water shortage crisis declared by the Andalusian government on October 24th. The redirected water from the fountains will be used to maintain green areas, ensuring no water is wasted. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.